We invited a few local BBC Introducing artists to take on a covers challenge, each of them given a James Bond theme to put their own spin on. One of them is Andrew Van Garrett. Well, I'm delighted to say that Andy joins me in the studio. Afternoon, Andy.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm good, but the main question is, how are you feeling? Because you had a gig last night and you've travelled, you know, quite far to be here, which I appreciate. So how are you feeling?
I'm getting there. I'm almost there, but I'll be okay.
Where were you playing?
I'm playing Portsmouth.
I mean, that's a bit of a trek. So, you know, like I said, local BBC Introducing artists, but you also do weddings and stuff as well. You really play all over, don't you?
Yeah, wherever the demand is, we tend to go. In a few weeks' time, we're playing in Clitheroe. So just tells you where we go.
So I mentioned the fact that you're doing the covers challenge. So we'll come on to that in a sec. But presumably doing weddings and stuff like that, you're quite good at taking on a cover and making it your own.
Yeah, so I was sort of experiencing that sort of thing. So for me, a few times I've had like requests and you have to like adjust it to your style, you know. So yeah, it's okay.
And was the gig all right last night? Did it go well?
As you can tell, my voice isn't at its best, so it went really well, yeah.
Tell us about you and your story. So how did how did the music career start? Take us all the way back and what's brought you to here now?
Oh, okay. Well, I started the piano when I was 8, got into the guitar when I was 11, got slightly addicted to it all. Went to university, Manchester, did a degree. Then after a year after that, I got signed to Atlantic Records for about 2-3 years and everything like that. We got dropped, you know, but you get used to that sort of thing. And then I just decided to go on cruise ships for a bit, came back off the cruise ships and thought, okay, I'm going to really concentrate on my songwriting again. So I've been doing that for 3 or 4 years. And you guys have been very supportive.
With that, you know, like you said, you signed to Atlantic Records, which must be the ultimate high.
Yeah.
To then get dropped, how do you respond so positively to that?
I don't know if I did. I'm trying to think. What, at the time, I just thought, I'm just going to plough on. Just going to keep doing music, you know, because that's what I like doing, you know, essentially. So, I just carried on writing and just thought, I focused so much on my singing and a little bit of guitar playing. I thought, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to focus on my guitar playing, get better at playing the guitar. So I sort of changed my track of thought, really.
Did it allow you, you know, because there must be a big pressure when, right, you know, when you are signed to, you know, maybe write a certain amount of songs, you know, I think what I'm trying to get at is, does it almost become a chore? And then when you get dropped, is there almost a bit of a freedom to then go back to enjoying it for the fun of it, as opposed to it being a job?
Well, I'll tell you what, we did this song called Invaders of My Space, which actually years later got used on Top Gear, which I thought, wow. But I remember like I wrote it and the record company said, that's amazing, really good song. I thought, great, brilliant, we've done a good song. And they said, actually, can you go back in and change it a little bit? I'm like going, oh no. So you say it's great, how do you go from great to even better? So that was a bit of that, but you sort of like have to mature into it. Okay, it's a job, I've got to try and do the best I can. So yeah, you just carry on really, that's what it is. Yeah, just find out what you like and just keep doing it.
Do you have, do you enjoy the freedom now of your songwriting, that, you know, it is all you really, and you don't have, you know, the suits, it, like that situation, telling you a song's great, but actually I want you to do X, Y and Z?
Yeah, it was a bit weird. Yeah, it's nice now, because now I can experiment. Like recently I've been doing a few tracks which are completely different to what I've done before. Like I've done a orchestral thing which I've never done before, did a jazz tune which I like, and I've also done a Prodigy type thing. So I'm just like, you know, enjoying doing different styles, basically.
Like I said, you very kindly agreed to take on our Bond challenge. So next week, as I mentioned, me and Matt Smith will have our movie night. And throughout the show, you'll hear a few different BBC Introducing artists taking on a cover of a classic James Bond song. Now, we gave you the song. We didn't allow you to choose. So which Bond cover were you given?
I was given Skyfall by Adele.
How did you feel about that?
I think I had played it before, actually, on a cruise ship.
Wow.
But in a completely different context. They might have sped it up, so I was familiar with the song. But then when I started working it out, I realised it had the same chorus to Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, let's see if we can do something like that. So yeah, that's the way it all came about, yeah.
How on earth do you hear that? Because I can't remember ever in my life hearing a comparison between Adele and Nirvana.
I know. I just heard the chord sequence and thought, this sounds very familiar. And it was literally the same chord sequence. I think in a different key, but it was the same thing, yeah.
Let's hear a little teaser of your cover. I told you a teaser. That's all you're getting until next week. So make sure you tune in between 12 and 3 next Sunday. But I loved it. You must have been so happy with the end result.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I enjoyed it. At first, I was a little bit nervous thinking, what are we going to do with this? You know what I mean? But then I thought, get my head down, started doing it. I was thinking of doing about 5 different versions. Yeah, but I did the first one, send it to my mate Carl, who's the drummer on the track. He said, yeah, I love this. Let's do it. Yeah, okay, no more versions. That's the one.
And how long did it take to nail down the one you wanted to go for?
So literally, I got the phone call. Then I listened to a couple of other cover versions, like, you know, where the Muse version of I'm Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Yeah,
I thought it was a really good version. So I thought, let's listen to that. Let's discuss all a few times, and then I literally just went into my room and went at it really, and that's what happened.
And as well as recording that cover for us, you've been writing and recording your own new music, including the little snippet that we heard as we introduced you. How are you feeling about that new music, and when can sort of the masses hear it?
Well, basically, we did the first album called Work of Fiction. You guys played about 8 songs off that album, so that was great. And anyway, so we carried on recording after that album. And you also played 2 other songs called Fell Apart. And can't remember my own songs, can you believe that? Fall Apart on One Fine Day. And he made them track of the weeks. So that was just like, wow, you know, thank you very much for that. So we carried on recording, and now it's about 13 to 14 songs. Got the artwork together, got the last mix of the last song a couple of days ago. So